Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. Candidates filing on Tuesday for elective office in the 2024 general election included Laura Oshadas seeking the Kittitas County Commissioner District 2 seat and Matt Mills running for Kittitas County Superior Court Judge Position 1. Filing may be done electronically through the Kittitas County Auditor's website or in person at the courthouse through Friday. The Ellensburg City Council holds a special meeting at noon today in the council chambers to hear a presentation on good governance practices from Ron Hollified. North Main Street will be closed around the Kittitas County Courthouse from 10 p.m. Thursday to 5 p.m. Friday to allow a crane to install a rooftop heating and ventilation unit. And there will be a discussion of the climate at Ellensburg High School with Principal Beau Snow at the Ellensburg School Board meeting at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School. CWU trombone students debut new works written by CWU composition students in a concert at 6 p.m. today in the McIntyre Music Building. The concert is free. Other free concerts this week at the McIntyre Music Building include a Christian Graz's guest artist performance at 7 p.m. today, a faculty violin recital with Michelle Ron at noon Wednesday, and a tuba euphonium studio recital at 7 p.m. Thursday. A panel of CWU alumni will discuss equity, diversity, inclusion, and belonging in a forum from 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday in the Cirque Theater. The event is hosted by Central's College of Education and Professional Studies. The panel will feature 4 alumni of that program, and it's free and open to the public. People can participate in the Ellensburg History Quest through May. Ellensburg Architectural Scavenger Hunt clues have been posted on the city's website. After collecting all the answers, participants submit them in an online form to enter a chance to win Ellensburg Preservation swag. CWU's Museum of Culture and Environment shows 2 exhibits this month, including Bringing the Word to Ellensburg, the College Elementary School Collection. This exhibit features materials associated with the Festival of Nations. It was created in the 1930s as a fundraiser for the then Central Washington College of Education. The other exhibit is Through the Empress Wardrobe, Power and Style in 19th Century Russia. And Ellensburg kicks off its Bike Month celebration with 4 local cyclists sharing stories of epic bike rides at 6 p.m. Thursday in the Hal Holmes Community Center. The presenters are David Legree, Lily Frey, Scott Nikolai, and Dave Burfind. A community meeting to discuss proposed commercial sewer rate increases in Clay Ellum will be at 6 p.m. Thursday in the City Council chambers. This will be an open discussion with the Mayor and City Council. Valley Theater Company's production of The Somewhat True Tale of Robin Hood opens with a 7 p.m. Friday in the Ramsey Ballroom above the Clymer Museum. The show continues with 2 performances on Saturday, a single show on May 17, and 2 shows on May 18. Tickets are $15 for general admission if purchased on the Valley Theater's website. In high school baseball, district playoff action Monday, Kittitas defeated Columbia Burbank 14-4 and Clay Ellum Roslyn topped Warden 11-2. Kittitas advances to play at Riverview at 4 p.m. and Clay Ellum Roslyn hosts Tri-Cities Prep at 4 p.m. today. The Fish Open Table lunch is sun-dried tomato chicken, peas, and peaches. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 69 degrees. Sunset is at 8:23 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 40 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 25 miles per hour. Find all this information and more on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.